This is Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now, bringing you the best in local news for this September 21st of 2021. You know what sucks? Needing to tune in to the local radio station at specific times in order to catch the news. It never fails. The kids are running late and you don't get in the car on time, or you have a lunch appointment, or when you're off work finally, you just need to listen to your favorite songs to unwind. Not to mention, I mean, should you still get the news the same way that your parents did when you were a kid? I mean, isn't there a better way? Well, you don't have time in today's fast-paced world to be on someone else's timetable, listening to what they want you to, when they want you to listen to it. We have XM, Spotify, Pandora, even YouTube. I mean, you have options to listen to exactly what you want to, when you want to. Well, Eastern Sierra Now agrees and has solved the problem. Now, you can listen to Eastern Sierra Now's new podcasts. Not only are we the fastest growing and most trusted news source locally for quality, timeliness, and cutting-edge technology, but now you can listen to us whenever you like. 2 a.m.? Sure. 10:42 a.m.? Why not? On your jog? Yep. Through the Bluetooth connection on your car? Vroom, vroom. Through the Alexa? Shh. Sorry, don't say that. Or Google Home? Yep. How about in the shower? Ooh, TMI, but yeah, even there, you can listen to us there. Anytime you want. Eastern Sierra Now and all of our programs, as well as upcoming local interview shows, will be all available as a downloadable podcast. That's right, from any source that connects to the internet, from any place you like to get your podcasts. Alexa. Spotify, Apple Podcast, Pandora, all of them. Just head over to your favorite spot and search for Eastern Sierra Now. Then, when we post the local and national news daily, not to mention interesting and relevant interviews and other segments, you will be updated on your phone or device every day. You won't miss a thing. Head over to Eastern Sierra Now and start living your life by your terms. We have links to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Music, just to name a few. Caltrans announced today that two new pedestrian-activated crossing signals in Bishop are now live. The signals are at the intersection of Main Street and East Elm Street, and the intersection of West Lyon Street and Edward Street. The signals are part of Caltrans District 9's Pedestrian Safety Project, which also upgraded crosswalks in Lone Pine and Big Pine. The new crosswalk signals in Bishop are hybrid beacon signals, which operate differently than other signaled crosswalks in Inyo County. Caltrans District 9 produced a short informational video on these new signals to explain how they operate for pedestrians and motorists. The video can be viewed on the Caltrans District 9 YouTube channel or by simply going to easternsierranow.com. Is your favorite campsite open? Here's a list of the current state of the Inyo National Forest roads and campgrounds. There is a lot of information here to get through, so I'm just going to crank through it. If you want to take your time and really study it, please see easternsierranow.com. In the Mono Lake Ranger District, the roads that are open are Monitor Pass, Highway 89, Ebbets Pass, Highway 4, Sonora Pass, 108, Bodie Road, Highway 270, Lundy Lake Road, Highway 120 East, Benton Highway, 158, Saddlebag Road, Tioga Pass, Highway 120 West, at Yosemite National Park boundary is open to vehicular traffic with day use reservation, proof of overnight accommodation in park, or for qualified pass-through traffic. The campgrounds that are open are Lundy Canyon, Tioga Lake Junction, Ellery Lake, Big Bend, Saddlebag Lake, Trailhead, Aspen, Lower Levining, Hartley, Glass Creek, Airy Crag, Silver Lake, Reversed Creek, Gull Lake, June Lake, and O Ridge. The campgrounds that are closed, however, are Saddlebag Lake, Sawmill, Walkin, Moraine, Obsidian Flat Group, Upper Dead Man, Lower Dead Man, Big Springs. The Mono Basin Scenic Area Visitor Center is open Thursday through Sunday, 8:30 to 4:30, virtual on Mondays, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and will close for the season on October 2nd, so you'd better get in there. ECA will operate the bookstore Thursday through Monday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. In the Mammoth Ranger District, the roads that are open are Reds Meadow Road, Lake Basin Road, Mammoth Scenic Loop. The campgrounds that are open are Browns Owens River, Crowley, Mammoth Mountain RV Park, New Shady Rest, Pine Glen, Twin Lakes, and the Coldwater Campground. Campgrounds that are closed are Old Shady, Sherwin Creek, Pine City, Lake George, Lake Mary, Reds Meadow, Agnew Meadows Family, Agnew Meadows Horse, Agnew Meadows Group, Pumice Flat, Pumice Flat Group, Minaret Falls, Upper Soda. Devil's Post Pile reopened September 16th. The Devil's Post Pile Ranger Station is closed. The Reds Meadow Shuttle is not operating for the remainder of this season. Minaret Vista is staffed 7 days a week and will manage traffic issues as needed. Woo, that's a lot of campgrounds. I'm going to take a break real fast to catch my breath and give you guys a chance to hear who our amazing sponsors are. We'll be right back with more campgrounds.
Copper Top Barbecue, reminding you that food makes friends. High Point Solar, call for a life-changing free quote today. And the Mammoth Brand, bringing you the best in mountain apparel.
For the Mammoth Lakes Welcome Center, they're open to virtual services 7 days a week, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and ECA is operating their bookstore as well, daily 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. So for the White Mountain Ranger District, the roads that are open are McGee Creek, Rock Creek, Buttermilk, Highway 168, North Lake, South Lake, White Mountain Road, Silver Canyon Road, which is a 4x4 road, Wyman Canyon Road, which also is 4x4, and Big Pine Canyon. Campgrounds that are open are Horton, Goodale, Convict Lake, McGee Creek, Tough Rock Creek, Iris Meadow, Big Meadow, Mosquito Flat, that's for backpackers, Pine Grove, Upper Pine Grove, East Fork, French Camp, Aspen Grove, Palisade Group, Rock Creek Group, Pleasant Valley Pit, North Lake, Bitterbrush Forks Intake, Bishop Park, Four Jeffrey, Willow, Sabrina, Grandview, Cedar Flat Group, Baker Creek, Upper Stage Flat, Big Pine Creek, Taboose Creek, and Tinnamaha Creek. That is a lot. Campgrounds are closed, however, is Holiday, Big Trees, Mountain Glen, Sage Flat, Table Mountain Group, Bishop Park Group, Clyde Glacier Group, Palisade Glacier Group. The ancient Bristlecone Pine Forest Visitor Center is open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday through Sunday. Closed Monday through Wednesday. And they close for the season October 31st. So I would highly recommend you get up there and check that out. There is more for the Mount Whitney Ranger District, and I think if you are interested in that, you need to go check out easternsierranow.com because it is a lot to read and it's going to give us 7 more minutes. So please see easternsierranow.com for more on where you can camp and drive in the next few weeks. Here's a quick update on Laws Museum is holding an event for famed Old West poet Curly Fletcher. So September 24th through the 26th, you can celebrate 3 days of food, fun, and poetry. You can purchase your tickets online at lawsmuseum.com, or if you go to easternsierranow.com, you can link to it from there. A little bit on Curly Fletcher. Fletcher was a local Owens Valley writer and poet whose literature had a profound impact not only in his lifetime, but is remembered and recited around the world today, and certainly will be for many years in the future. Curly's poem, The Strawberry Rowan, is a classic. Curly arrived at the town of Laws as a baby in 1882, and after death was buried at Bishop Pioneer Cemetery in 1954. Fletcher's collection of poems, Songs of the Sage, was reprinted in 1986 by Peregrine Smith Books with a preface by Hal Cannon, folklorist, the Western Folklife Center. So this weekend they'll be featuring performers Wadey Mitchell, Laurel Ann Bogan, Carolyn Dufarina, and Dwayne Rossi, as well as Jerry Brooks, and more. So schedule of events, just to get through this real quick. Friday, September 24th is a dinner reception and show at Whiskey Creek in Bishop. The dinner is limited to 85 attendees, and the menu choice will be Santa Maria tri-tip with peppercorn gravy or rosemary chicken, pomodoro pasta. Vegan and vegetarian choices are available for pre-order only. So definitely get in there and check that out. Saturday, September 25th, at the Laws Railroad Museum and Historic Site from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., poetry and music rounds on the 1883 Carson and Colorado Depot loading dock. Poetry and movie rounds will move into the train barn if the weather's not perfect. There's kids' activities, foods, crafts booths, the famous Laws Museum homemade pie auction, and 11 acres of historic buildings and exhibits. Visit the Curly Fletcher exhibit in the library building, if we're just going to mention one. Sunday morning, September 26th, 9 a.m., the Bishop Pioneer Cemetery. They're going to visit Curly Fletcher's actual graveside and hold a farewell toast until the next year. That sounds pretty cool. Definitely check that out. We will have somebody there covering that. They are having a Hope Chest raffle. The drawing will be held on Saturday, September 25th. The winner need not be present, but you will need to return to collect your bounty because it does look like a pirate chest. Longtime volunteer master craftsman Gunners Snyders has created this one-of-a-kind maple hope chest with aromatic cedar lining. This is your last opportunity to own one of Gunner's chests. At 88 years and legally blind, this chest will be the last of its kind. The chest is large enough to store several large quilts or a lifetime of mementos. The exterior measures 18 inches deep by 21 by 31 tall. So it's a pretty good sized chest. The interior has a removable drop-in shelf with three adjustable dividers and smells heavenly. All of this, of course, is your opportunity to support Laws Railroad Museum and historic site and to spoil yourself with an amazing work of art. Tickets are only $5 each or five for 20 if you purchase your tickets for the Hope Chest raffle. Please make checks payable to Laws Railroad Museum and historic site, P.O. Box 363 in Bishop, or donate at easternsierranow.com, where we link to it in the story about the Curly Fletcher event. They recommend you specify that you're entering the Hope Chest raffle. Well, a new movie out this week is called Cry Macho by legendary filmmaker Clint Eastwood. We have a review on Eastern Sierra Now. You should definitely go check that out because this sounds like a movie that you do not want to miss. So please feel free to go to Eastern Sierra Now and check out that movie review, as well as the rest of the stories from today's news. This has been Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now, bringing you the best in local news for September 21st, 2021.